your father's love letter to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 333 on this Father's Day, and the title is Your Father's Love Letter to You. I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. This is an intimate message from God to you, an intimate love letter from God to you, dear friend. The words you're about to hear are true. They're based upon what God has said in His holy word, the Bible, and they will change your life if you let them. This letter comes from the heart of God to tell you that He loves you. And that He is the Father you've been looking for all of your life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The promises God makes in these words from the Holy Bible are directed to His children, those who have placed their trust and belief in God's Son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior. And the good news is, you too can become a child of God and become a part of the beloved family. Be sure to listen to the very end to find out how. From God, my dear child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. I even know the number of the hairs on your head. Pardon me. You were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me, and sadly, even by some who claim they know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father or anyone else ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are as countless as the sand on the seashore, and they are good, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good for you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I created you. I know you very well. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I will take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you even as I love my son, Jesus Christ. In him, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins against you. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. Jesus Christ, my son, my only son, died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love and show my love to you even more. If you receive the gift of my Son, Jesus Christ, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and will always be Father. My question is to you, will you choose to be my child by trusting my Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior? I am waiting on you. Love, your Father. Signed, Almighty God. Finding your way home. You heard it straight from your loving Heavenly Father. Here is the deal, dear friend. We were born cut off from God because of our sin. God's Word, the Bible says in Isaiah 59, verse 2 in the Holy Bible, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." But God the Father made a way for us to come home through his Son. Jesus bore upon himself the weight of our sin, nailing it to the cross so that we could be born into his family. The Bible says in Romans 5:10, "For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." And Jesus is the way to the Father, your Father. His resurrection to life from the dead signaled the victory for us. In St. John 14:6, in the Holy Bible, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Dear friend, will you receive his gift, the free gift of salvation? Tell God that you trust in his Son. These words can help you express your thoughts to God right now. Pray to God the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it in your heart as you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, because of God's love for you, suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and all you have to do is believe in him. Pray with me right now. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. I will give you a space of time to repeat it.